部分，听力。一，听句子，选择适当的应答语，每个句子读两遍。
1. Could you please clean your bedroom, honey? Could you please clean your bedroom, honey?
2. What should I do? What should I do?
3. Should I call her tonight? Should I call her tonight?
4. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
5. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
2. 听五段对话，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。你将有20秒钟的时间阅读下面五个小题。
6. My best friend Kate and I had a fight yesterday. I want to call her, but I'm too shy. What should I do?
Maybe you can write her a letter.
My best friend Kate and I had a fight yesterday. I want to call her, but I'm too shy. What should I do?
Maybe you can write her a letter.
7.You look very tired. What's wrong with you?
I stayed up for the test last night.
You look very tired. What's wrong with you?
I stayed up for the test last night. 8. Did you say sorry to Lucy, Linda?
Yes, I called her at 8:30 last night.
Did you say sorry to Lucy, Linda?
Yes, I called her at 8:30 last night.
9. Would you like to go to the movies with me this Sunday, Mary?
I'd like to, but I have too many after-school classes. The whole day is full.
What a pity. I think you should have more relaxing time. Would you like to go to the movies with me this Sunday, Mary?
I'd like to.But I have too many after-school classes. The whole day is full.
What a pity. I think you should have more relaxing time.
10. I can't get on with my brother. He watches TV all the time at home, but he doesn't let me watch my favourite TV shows, even half an hour. It's unfair.
Why don't you talk about your feelings to your parents? They may help you.
They are too busy. They only come back home once a week. I can't get on with my brother. He watches TV all the time at home, but he doesn't let me watch my favourite TV shows, even half an hour. It's unfair.
Why don't you talk about your feelings to your parents? They may help you.
They are too busy. They only come back home once a week.
3. 听两段长对话，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。听每段对话前，你将有10秒钟的时间阅读对应的三个小题。听第一段对话，回答第11至13小题。
Could I borrow some money, Mum?
What for?
I'm going to the countryside tomorrow. I need to buy some food and books for the children there.
I'm going to the supermarket. I can buy them for you.
That's very nice of you.
Could you please help me sweep the floor and fold your clothes?
Yes, I will finish the work in an hour. Could I borrow some money, Mum?
What for?
I'm going to the countryside tomorrow. I need to buy some food and books for the children there.
I'm going to the supermarket. I can buy them for you.
That's very nice of you.
Could you please help me sweep the floor and fold your clothes?
Yes, I will finish the work in an hour.
Tina,
it's Saturday today. You should feel happy, but...
But, Tony, I'm really tired.
What's the matter?
I did too much homework till 11.
When did you start to do it?
At 8.
Oh, the time is long enough. Maybe you should learn to relax.
But my parents want me to study all day.
You could tell your parents about your feeling.
But they expect me to have good grades.
You should tell them that studying for a long time has nothing to do with studying well.
I will have a talk with them.
Tina, it's Saturday today. You should feel happy, but...
But, Tony, I'm really tired.
What's the matter?
I did too much homework till 11.
When did you start to do it?
At 8.
Oh, the time is long enough. Maybe you should learn to relax.
But my parents want me to study all day.
You could tell your parents about your feeling.
But they expect me to have good grades.
You should tell them that studying for a long time has nothing to do with studying well.
I will have a talk with them. Tony brought his school report home at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He didn't want to show it to his parents, so he put it under his bed. Then he turned on the TV to watch his favourite sports shows. But after supper, his dog went under the bed and got his school report. His mother saw it and began to read. "Tony," she shouted, "look, you got C on all your lessons except PE. From then on, you must get home before 5:30 and do your homework first. You can't play basketball or watch TV until you get B on all the subjects." Tony brought his school report home at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He didn't want to show it to his parents, so he put it under his bed. Then he turned on the TV to watch his favourite sports shows. But after supper, his dog went under the bed and got his school report. His mother saw it and began to read. "Tony," she shouted, "look, you got C on all your lessons except PE. From then on, you must get home before 5:30 and do your homework first. You can't play basketball or watch TV until you get B on all the subjects."
Tina, 写出下面表格中所缺信息。每空一词，短文读三遍。你将有20秒钟的时间阅读表格内容，请将答案填写在表格的相应位置。
Dear Tom, glad to hear from you, but I'm sorry to know that you're so worried. In my opinion, gifts are just something to show our love. They can't be measured by money. I don't think you need to buy an expensive gift for your friend, although your classmates will buy expensive gifts for him. If you buy one expensive gift, you will need too much money. And if you don't have enough money,You will have to ask your parents for money, and I don't think it is a good idea. Why don't you buy some flowers and make a beautiful birthday card for your friend? That'll be enough to make him happy. Yours, Tina. Dear Tom, glad to hear from you.But I'm sorry to know that you're so worried. In my opinion, gifts are just something to show our love. They can't be measured by money. I don't think you need to buy an expensive gift for your friend, although your classmates will buy expensive gifts for him. If you buy one expensive gift, you will need too much money. And if you don't have enough money, you will have to ask your parents for money.And I don't think it is a good idea. Why don't you buy some flowers and make a beautiful birthday card for your friend? That'll be enough to make him happy. Yours, Tina. Dear Tom, glad to hear from you, but I'm sorry to know that you're so worried.In my opinion, gifts are just something to show our love. They can't be measured by money. I don't think you need to buy an expensive gift for your friend, although your classmates will buy expensive gifts for him. If you buy one expensive gift, you will need too much money. And if you don't have enough money, you will have to ask your parents for money. And I don't think it is a good idea.Why don't you buy some flowers and make a beautiful birthday card for your friend? That'll be enough to make him happy. Yours, Tina.